Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's Roger Daltrey and The Who bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, having a great visit with our good friend Paul Howard, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, director of the Center for Medical Studies. Did I say that right, Paul?
It's the Center for Medical Progress, Jim, but you're very close.
Progress. Thank you. Thank you. I apologize. And centerformedicalprogress.com, is that the website?
Medicalprogresstoday.com.
Medicalprogresstoday.com. All right, folks, don't listen to me. Listen to Paul. So, Paul, folks, we're talking about Obamacare. We're talking about the encroaching Obamacare. What is going to happen? What is going to be the reality, the manifestation of all of the shoes dropping on Obamacare? And they're dropping one at a time, folks. It's not happening all at once. It's incrementally happening. Some things have already happened. Some things are going to be happening over the next year or two. Paul, when so many companies find out that they can go around the Obamacare by essentially one way or the other pushing their employees to the state exchanges and letting them become basically a ward of the state exchanges, isn't that really what the goal of the proponents of Obamacare want? I mean, we all know that their goal, their stated goal, they've said this, is a single-payer universal health care system. Isn't that what they want, to get everybody beholden to the government?
I think that you know, the president in his heart of hearts would want to see a single-payer system. I do think we're going to head towards, you know, a two-tier system. Some companies that pay, you know, high-income employees who aren't eligible for subsidies on the exchanges, those people are still going to get insurance through their employers. They're going to get that kind of coverage. And a lot more people are going to be migrated to the exchanges. So we're going to wind up with a two-tiered system of people who are still in the private market, who are going to be high-wage, and people who are going to be slowly or quickly dropped into the exchanges, who are going to be middle-income or lower-income, and are either going to wind up on Medicaid, and we haven't even started talking about that.
But isn't that going to – but those people in the higher group – in order to comply with Obamacare, their program has to be it's mandated to have so many bells and whistles. Those are going to be very expensive that very few people can afford or companies can afford to provide. Am I wrong about that?
Well, there are some companies that are called, and you know this, ERISA protected. So it's under this, I think it's 1974 law that says, so you're a large company, you're self-insuring, you are exempted from the vast majority of these regulations that are going to hit the individual and small group markets and that operate on the exchanges. So if you're a big company, you're going to face this calculation of, well, who can I send to the exchanges because they're better off getting a subsidy that way and I don't have to pay for their insurance on making, you know, back $10,000 or $12,000 or $15,000, and who do I have to keep? And this is going to be, you know, this is one of the things that's going to be a drag on the employment market for a long time, because it's an invitation to cut back hours, outsource, you know, do all sorts of things to try and maximize your bottom line in relation to the regulatory environment you're going to be facing starting in a little over a year.
And here's another thing, Paul, that I've talked about and written about in the last few months a lot, and that I think is not really spoken about very much, and that is how much of the policies of the Obama administration have resulted in pitting in putting a conflict between the two most important things of a business owner or leader's world, and that is between them and their employees and between them and their growth plans. I mean, they've literally – so many things that they've imposed upon us is creating conflicts between us and our growth plans and us and our employees. What's wrong about that, Paul? Am I right about that?
No, you're right about that, because it creates this environment where, for one thing, as we said before about the taxes, they're going to start hitting employers who don't offer, you know, quote-unquote qualified coverage. And the other thing is, if you're having a growth plan for your company for the next year, 2 years, 5 years, you have no idea what kind of environment you're going to be facing from a regulatory perspective.
That's right.
One of the things that the president has done very smartly from a political point of view is all the major regulations are just beginning to come out from HHS now, are going to be put into law over the next year, and then the whole thing hits the fan, so to speak, in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you could move forward and get reelected without people really knowing what the costs are. over the next little more than a year, we're going to find out what those costs are, and they're going to create this environment. But company owners are still going to hang back and say, we don't know what the tax environment is going to look like. We don't know what the regulatory environment is. We're going to sit in our cap, but we're not going to hire new workers. We're not
so what you're saying is that all this uncertainty was created for political advantage.
It's a tremendous political advantage. I mean, you can't look at this thing and see, enacted in 2010 doesn't take effect till 2014. It's an obvious political ploy.
That no question about it. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Thanks for keeping us updated on this. Come back again real soon.
I'd love to, Jim. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Paul Howard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back in another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.